Our movie reviews are being brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
New in theaters is Nope, the third horror film from writer-director Jordan Peele after his amazing transformation from comedy sketches on Comedy Central's Key and Peele. Nope follows Get Out, which earned Peele an Oscar, and Us, which won just as much as acclaim as its predecessor. In Nope, Daniel Kaluuya and Kiki Palmer play OJ and Emerald, siblings who are struggling to keep the family business of renting horses to Hollywood productions alive in the wake of their father's mysterious death. Their lives take an even stranger turn when OJ spots a UFO, and Emerald is convinced if they can capture footage of it, it will bring in big money to save the family business. If anything, Nope shows that Peele's unique vision as a horror filmmaker is no fluke. Sure, the movie has jump scares as expected, but it also has a looming atmosphere of dread on the horizon, which is eventually punctuated by some pretty unnerving horror scenes. As creative as Peele is, however, Nope sometimes is confusing and too ambitious for its own good. For example, there's a subplot involving a Wild West showman played by Steven Yeun, which is strewn throughout the film, and its meaning is eventually explained away in a simple line of dialogue. Subplots like this only drag out the film's runtime, which is at an unnecessarily long 2 hours and 15 minutes, and it makes what could have been a great film only a good film. Nope is new in theaters.
Okay. It sounds, is this the kind of horror film I could handle, or is this one I'm going to be really like, oh my gosh, it's going to like affect me the rest of my life kind of horror film?
I hope not. You know, here's one of these tricky sort of situations where I don't want to give too much away. But I think the UFO stuff is creepy and you got jump scares and all that kind of stuff. But I think the real horrific scenes involve things that could happen in real life.
Okay.
It's very unlikely that these horrific scenes is any sort of thing that you and I would ever encounter. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking a 1 in 10 million shot of that ever happening to us.
Okay.
But, you know, people seeing the film will understand from the very first scene what I'm talking about. It's a very unusual scene. And again, this is actually the side plot of Steven Yeun's character, this Wild West showman, who was a child sitcom actor in his youth, and it was from a traumatic event that took place on set. So again, it's nothing that I really doubt it's going to happen to any of us, but when you see it happen, it's like, oh my God, this is brutal stuff.
Right. Okay. There was a movie, it reminds me of this, and I'm sure they're probably nothing alike, but maybe the feel of it. Mel Gibson was in a show where he played a priest, and there was a little kid, and he loses his wife in this horrible accident, and it it's kind of has that UFO kind of aspect to it. If people have, what is that one called? I don't remember.
But that one is called Signs.
Yes, I love that movie.
That is M. Night Shyamalan, who is it's interesting that you say that, Kelly, because I think that Jordan Peele has been getting the same sort of acclaim and notices as M. Night Shyamalan, as that sort of mystery thriller slash horror filmmaker.
Yeah.
And yes, in that particular case, it was about UFOs. Actually, he also starred Joaquin Phoenix, I believe maybe as his brother in that, younger brother, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. So, it's a good comparison. I think it's a lot different than what you see in there is probably different than what you'll see in Nope.
Okay.
Which is a very strange title and somewhat of a cryptic title.
Okay.
I mean, I could give you the explanation. I don't think it's a real big spoiler.
But still, it's a spoiler.
Not really. I mean, it's basically, in a way, it's sort of a movie about movie making in that, you always have these scenes where people walk into the punch, right? They go into the haunted house that most normal people would have the good sense not to do it, right?
Right.
So you have this character, Daniel Kaluuya, who, there's something outside of his truck. He opens his door, looks outside, and instead of being stupid, he basically says, nope, Oh. You know, so, you know, I'm sure people are wondering what the title is about. Oh, so
funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It, and it's just, you know, again, whether it fits the whole tone of this movie, you know, and it's mm-hmm. the title certainly tells you nothing.
Okay.
Right. And yeah. I know some people like their titles to be, you know, Thor, Love and Thunder. Yeah, it's about Thor. You know,
right. You know what it's about. This is yeah. Nope. It's like, I mean, it sounds like a comedy, but it's not a comedy.
No, it's not a comedy. Although, you know, again, Jordan Peele came from Key and Peele, which was the comedy sketch show that actually replaced Dave Chappelle on Comedy Central.
Okay.
And, you know, so his background, along with Keegan-Michael Key, who's a terrific actor, he's pretty much stayed in comedy while Jordan Peele has gone off into this horror slash thriller slash mystery universe of, you know, he's a writer and director and quite a talented one at that.
Yeah, yeah.
So he has a way, obviously, of working humor into it, but I wouldn't call it a comedy, no.
Okay.
No, not at all. I mean, yes, there are tension-breaking moments where you're going to laugh. I mean, you know, and any good horror film, whether the writer director has a base in comedy or not, is going to have that. So, no, it's not. And I think that's where people, you know, need to make sure, you know, don't make the mistake of thinking that just because this is, you know, Jordan Peele, that they can bring their kids to it or whatever. He's not even in the picture. I mean, he's the writer director. He doesn't show up in his own films like Hitchcock does or M. Night Shyamalan, you know.
Right.
This is totally a Daniel Kaluuya collaboration with Kiki Palmer, who has been in the business a long, long time. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And in fact, there is one actor I'd like to point out, if I can find his bio. Mm-hmm. It's a terrific actor named Brandon Perea, who really brings a lot of the comic relief to it. And he's a refreshing surprise, you know, because most people probably haven't heard of this guy. So, you know, he's the source of most of the humor. Other than that, you know, Daniel Kaluuya might say, nope. Once in a while, you know, avoiding those scary situations that people have this dumb habit of walking into in horror movies.
Yes.
And Steven Yeun, no, definitely not a comedy role for him. He was actually Glenn in The Walking Dead. You know, so a lot of people know him from that and another film called Minari from last year, an acclaimed film drama. You know, you're not going to know a lot of the people in this. You'll know Daniel Kaluuya. You'll recognize him. Kiki Palmer, probably. But again, this is a sort of deal where it's the story and the direction that's the true star. I mean, that's the sort of stuff that tension, that atmosphere that you get. You know, that's what's ruling your emotions more than anything. Yeah.
Okay. But you said it seems like maybe it's a little bit too long and gets a little bit confusing. Is it a movie that you think you could watch the second time and go, oh, that's what they were trying to tell me?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because Jordan Peele, his first two films, especially Get Out and Us to an extent, had a lot of social commentary in it. And what's surprising about this one is it really doesn't. It just seemed like his whole idea here was just to rattle people's nerves and, you know, take you away with, you know, a UFO thriller, which, again, people believe him, people don't believe in him. It's one of those deals, though, where he is such of a nuanced filmmaker and a writer that I can see going back and watching it and catching little things. I'm sure that people are going to want to read into whatever they want to read into with this, just because he has this reputation of being, this filmmaker that, you know, throws in a lot of social commentary, you know, regarding race or et cetera, into his picture. So I'm sure people are going to be looking for it. I don't know. I think they're going to be looking. They're going to look and look, and I don't think they're going to find a lot of it. I think this was just meant to be a straight up entertaining, you know, jump out of your seats once in a while horror movie that, you know, it's got substance.
Okay.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but yeah.
Okay.
It's more than your average slasher thriller, put it that way.
It's not a rated R ET movie.
No. Yeah, yeah. No, no. E.T. Phone Home, 40 years. And I believe I plugged that interview last time, but I did interview Henry Thomas for a film called Crawl Space, but we did talk about E.T. So just a quick plug here on my website, directconversations.com. That's the sort of UFO movie you want to show to your kids. Not Nope. Will be haunting your dreams, I'm afraid, if you're especially if you're a youngster.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to do that to our kids. You were talking about The Walking Dead. I knew a guy back in Kentucky that had a three-year-old, and him and that three-year-old watched The Walking Dead together, and that kid would walk around going, arr, arr, and like taking their fingers and like wanting to tear you apart. I was like, I cannot believe you're letting your three-year-old watch it. Because I couldn't watch it.
I was a fan of the show, Kelly, but honestly, season 7, episode 1, where it follows the book, where actually Steven Yeun's character, Glenn, is something brutal happens to him.
Oh.
And that was it. It just took it way, way too far for me. My wife, my son, and I all quit.
You were done.
After that, it was so brutal. Mm. And, you know, yeah, the zombie stuff, you laugh at it because it's so outrageous. But no, a three-year-old, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I was like,
he thought it was funny. And I'm like, this is not funny. That kid's going to have nightmares. But
that kid, no kidding.
That was a long time ago.
Make better parenting choices, people.
Yes, that's not what I would let my three-year-old watch. Well, Tim, I appreciate you so much. It's Tim Lammers for our movie reviews. Again, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. And you can learn more about Tim Lammers at directconversations.com. You can always find out great stuff and interviews there.